Sean Duffy is seeking a third term in Northern Wisconsin's 7th District. Kelly Westland is running a campaign based on economic populism and the environment. In last night's debate, she accused Duffy of having an anti-woman voting record.
And I'm running against a congressman who has one of the most anti-women voting records in Congress. He co-sponsored a bill to redefine rape. The Congress right now is 18% female, while we are more than half the population in this country. If there are more women sitting at the table, I suspect that there would be a very different conversation.
Duffy accused Westland of divisive politics.
That would be a space where you could use your conflict resolution degree, Kelly, to actually look at everyone, whether you're white or brown or black, or you're a man or a woman, you're old or you're young. I think divisive politics that come into play just for political gain, I think, has separated the country.
One of the most divisive issues in the 7th District is the proposed iron ore mine in the Pinoki Hills. It is also an issue that divides Westland and Duffy.
Studies that are going to be done by an agency called the DNR, another one called the EPA, the Army Corps, and if they say yes, that we can do it safely, and we can get jobs that pay $50,000 to $80,000 a year, I'm all for that.
So Gibbick Taconite came to our community in January of 2011, and they told us that they could do this project safely without making changes to the legislation that applied to it. They lied. They said they would not seek legislative changes, and they did.
Sean Duffy and Kelly Westland were questioned by reporters from the Wausau Daily Herald, WAOW-TV, and WSAW-TV. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.